my books. The dagger and the book spine. Of course he did it. Cheat is cheat. That's no surprise. It's more like a professional trademark. But whether it's Trump Senior or Junior, anyone who steps a dagger into a book's back doesn't belong on the bestseller list. The man has done worse. Much, much worse. Let's just briefly remember the pending trial for the events of January 6, 2021 and the events leading to the defamation lawsuit against the author E. Jean Carroll. Nevertheless, it is worth mentioning that Donald Trump, among his many other frauds on his long list, also manipulated the New York Times bestseller list by once buying up mass copies of the 1987 published Art of the Deal through Trump organizations. Apart from the fact that Trump didn't even write this book himself, as his co-author Tony Schwartz confirmed, he also massively distorted his sales figures. Without a doubt, the book would have been a commercial success even without this manipulation, but certainly not as big as Trump would have liked to see it. He did the same thing again with Crippled America, How to Make America Great Again in 2015. And he's not alone in this, not even in his own family. Donald Trump Jr. did the same thing with his book Triggered, which was released in 2019, to get it onto the New York Times bestseller list, for which the New York Times added a small symbol, which says more about the Trump family than the inscription of the family name on a New York skyscraper. A small, conspicuous dagger. If the bestseller list is composed of a mixture of stationery and online sales figures, then it's not that easy to manipulate it, at least not without these more or less clandestine purchase actions of own publications being noticed by someone. So while you do get a place on the bestseller list, the small dagger next to the title clearly indicates that this place was not necessarily earned honestly. By the way, there is a statistic that shows quite well that it is predominantly Republican politicians who resort to this manipulation practice. Democrats largely make it to the prestigious bestseller list honestly. You won't find such hints in the German Spiegel bestseller list, although with some celebrity authors, secret bulk purchase of their own publications to achieve bestseller status cannot be ruled out. It's not illegal, by the way, just morally reprehensible, because this is how rich people try to buy the reputation of successful best-selling authors. On the other hand, self-publishers are usually also forced to buy a certain number of their own books and then sell them quietly. Therefore, self-publisher bestseller lists should also be approached with caution. I don't think introducing a dagger symbol for the German bestseller list is a bad idea, although one should generally question the status of these lists. If newspapers from the Holzbrink Group, such as the Zeit, Holzbrink holds 50% of the shares, frequently review books from Holzbrink publishers, including Rowohlt, S. Fischer, Kiwi, Drömer Knauer, then perhaps it has less to do with targeted manipulation of the bestseller list, but it's still far from righteous and independent. Given the newly rekindled love of young readers for the medium of books, however, all this raises the question of whether it wouldn't be good and sensible to talk about the purpose and meaning of bestseller lists, controlled book sales and reviews, as well as the dominance of major publishers in German lessons at schools. Alone, a young readership will find it difficult to see through what mass-produced goods are being served to them, how, why, and in what manner, and what really makes a true bestseller success.